what's going on, bro Rock, bro Obama? Yo, I got 2-1 on that one. Two bros. Hey, it's your boy Jerry, the TR Expert Washington, and I'm here in the basement of General Fitness Company Studios recording episode number 30. Oh boy, feeling good about this. Episode number 30, we're just flowing and flowing and flowing. Soon, we'll be at episode 150, and it'll be like, wow. I remember when I was listening to Jerry, when he was on like episode number 25, he had no guests, he was in his basement, and now listen to him. Yeah, but for real, you know, I was just thinking about it. Episode number 30, you know, kind of thinking back, when I was younger, 15 years old or so, I remember this girl named Diana, Diana Klein. Diana, if you're listening, shout out to you. But anyways, Diana Klein, she was a good friend of mine, I had like a crush on her, and I still remember this. We said, like, if by 30 years old, we're not married, we're going to seek each other out, and we're going to get married. And I'm not going to lie, when 30 years, when I was hitting 30 years old, I was like, I was like quiet. I was like not seeking anybody. I was like, maybe she forgot. No, but for real, though, because, you know, when you get to 30, like, you know, when you're 15 years old, 30 seems so old. Then you actually get to 30, and you're like, man, I ain't that old. I ain't did nothing yet, you know? So, so needless to say, here I am, 36, not married yet. Single bachelor. Eligible bachelor, ladies. But anyways, I'm really excited about this episode. I'm excited to talk about what we're going to talk about. But before we get into it, hey, you know, I listen to podcasts. Obviously, you listen to podcasts because you're listening to me right now. And I appreciate that, by the way. So when I listen to a podcast, sometimes you hear the host say, they stop the podcast or maybe before or after the podcast to say, hey, you know, if you like this podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you leave a rating on iTunes or leave a review wherever you're listening to this or where you're consuming this content. And when I hear that, you know, for the most part, I'm like, man, I'll get to it. I got you. Yeah, I'm listening to you. That's good enough, right? But now that I have a podcast, I really understand the value and importance of having ratings and reviews. So look, my friend, my compadre, my partner in crime, if you will, if you will, I would appreciate it if you left a rating or a review. Wherever you're listening to this podcast, whether it be Google Play or iTunes, wherever you're listening to this, leave a rating or a review because it definitely helps us get found. I've found that some podcasts that I've been listening to because I've been just kind of searching around, listening for podcasts that might be kind of like mine so I can get some ideas. And oh my God, I'm like, oh my goodness, how do these podcasts have like all these reviews? And I'm like, I never even heard this podcast. And I'm like, oh man, I got to get my buddies to give me some more reviews and ratings. So hey, I really would appreciate it if you just left a rating or review as a friend. You know, just to let you know, I mean, I spend time recording these, you know, it's not just me just talking. Yeah, like I said a couple episodes ago, I remember when I first started, these things took like 2 hours. So, you know, I don't expect much. You know, obviously, I'm not asking you to pay for this podcast or whatnot, but it would be awesome if you left a rating or review. It'd be awesome. I just appreciate you listening, but if you can throw a rating or review on top of that, kudos. I wish I could give you something for a rating or review, but that would be kind of unethical. But I will go on record as saying I am not giving you anything in return for a rating or review. That is done under your own volition, and I appreciate every little bit of it. Anyways, longest intro ever. So anyways, let's get into this episode. Episode number 30, as I was talking about before, I was talking about youth and thinking about how I was when I was younger. And I want to talk about the fountain of youth today. I want to talk about how you can stay young and with this age-old supplement. It's been around for God knows how long. The whole world is composed of it, or at least 2/3 of it is composed of it. And yet, we don't consume enough of it. What am I talking about? Water. Yeah, buddy. So we're going to talk about water on this episode. Episode number 30. We're going to get it in right now. So turn up your headphones. Strap in your seatbelt. Fill up your water bottle. Because we're about to get it on. Episode number 30. K through dripping. Drip, drip. Drip, drip. Let go. All right, why don't we just get right into this episode? You know, there's a lot that I got to talk about with water because water is very effective and efficient in helping you improve every aspect of your body, mind, soul, and other things you probably never even thought of. So let's go into it right now with number one. You know, the funny thing about water is that it's not only like good for your mouth and, you know, it's good for your, yeah, good for your mouth because it, you know, it helps you quench your thirst, but it's also good for your brain. And believe it or not, it's like it's good for your brain and provides energy because of the thing that, like, the thing with water is that because your brain is made up of 73% water, if you don't have water, if you're dehydrated, you don't have enough water, your brain function actually starts to deplete. So, drink some water. If you're feeling like, hey, I can't concentrate, I can't focus, get some water in you. Actually, it'll help you give you some energy because your brain works on those like electrical impulses. And we all know that water is highly conducive to electricity. Put some more water in your brain so your brain can make those signals fire a little faster. I'm the TR expert, so I'm obviously going to mention something about your actual weight loss and weight management and stuff like that. So, you know, water also helps to flush out toxins and helps to flush out like fat in your system. Like, well, not fat, so to speak, but, you know, fat like byproducts and stuff like that, you know? So, don't get it twisted. Don't be like, yo, Jared told me to drink all this water. I'm going to just lose weight. It's going to help me flush all this fat out. That's not exactly how it works. But it does actually help you with, it helps you with suppressing your appetite. You know, like if you don't, it helps you not be hungry all the time. So drink more water. Yeah, it'll help you lose weight and it'll help you improve your metabolism. As I said before, it can also, here we go. We're just going to keep flowing right along. It also helps out your skin. Everybody knows that somebody that drinks a lot of water, and everybody knows that that person's skin is immaculate. It's beautiful. If you drink a lot of water, I bet you your skin is like on point, and you probably look younger than you really are. That's kind of why I was talking about the fountain of youth. It's probably one of the biggest secrets about water is that a lot of people don't realize that how much water can actually make you look a lot younger than you really are. It helps keep your skin like nice and full and keeps it moisturized and soft, and obviously because it keeps it full, you won't have as much many wrinkles. So drink that water, yo. Also, it helps you with your, it helps you poo. Yeah, it helps you poo. Helps you go. It helps that flow keep going in and out of your system. So, you know, obviously, we know when you drink a lot of water, it makes you have to go pee. But it also helps you stay regular, you know. It keeps you, it helps keep that body, it helps everything just kind of flow through your system. Because water is, like I said, your body is like almost 70% water. So the more water you can put in there, the more your body is going to function better. Your immune system gets better with it, you know, believe it or not. it helps you with your immune system because it helps your cells kind of flow around in the blood. If your blood's all thick and stuff, your cells got to kind of, they got to do more work to to go and fight off those infections. So, yeah, you got to drink that water. It also helps cramps and sprains, kind of for the same reason. Water is like the natural lubricant of the body. So, if you can put more water in your system, yeah, obviously we know, like, water is good for cramping. But, yes, it also helps with sprains because it helps you with your joints. And I kind of want to go right into that, kind of want to spin off of that and go into your back, because that's one of those major things I like to talk about, because I had back issues for a little while until I found out the solution. But one of the solutions is to get more solution into your body, water solution, hydrogen, or two hydrogens and oxygen. So, yeah, that's the solution. Yeah, and the reason why that is because, as I said, it is a natural lubricant, and once it goes into your joints, it helps you with sprains. But for your back specifically, there's these discs that fall in line with your these like these little vertebrae that fall in line, or not vertebrae. Yeah, there are vertebrae, but there's little like squishy things in between the vertebrae. Exactly. I was trying to make sure I got that right. Yeah, there's squishy things in between those vertebrae. I can't remember off the top of my head because it's super late right now. I can't remember off the top of my head exactly what they're called. But in between those two, in between the bones and your vertebrae, there's this squishy thing that helps your vertebrae move. Like, it helps you bend and flex. It helps you bow forward, go side to side, bow back. And you can't really do that as much if you're dehydrated, because what happens is those little discs in between your vertebrae, they get squished and flattened because they're not hydrated. They actually live off of synovial fluid and water. So essentially, the more water you drink, the more flexible you'll be in your back and in your joints in general. Obviously, it helps regulate your body temperature. When you sweat, that's like water coming out of your system. So if you sweat, obviously you want to replenish that and get more water back into your system so you can keep regulating your body temperature. And it also improves bad breath. You know, it's kind of funny. The people I notice that have like the worst breath in the world, they also do not drink water. And it's because that dehydration, or it's because, not dehydration, the reason why these people that drink water have bad breath is because, like, all that, those oral germs and stuff, all that stuff that's hanging around in your mouth, you don't have any way to, like, wash them out. It's like, if you're dehydrated, then all that funkiness is just going to chill in between your teeth and in your gums and on your tongue and the roof of your mouth. So, like, yeah, drinking water is, like, good for flushing all that mess out of your system, all that mess out of your mouth, too. So it's not good, just good for your body, but it's also good for your mouth. And, you know, at the end of the day, we can kind of go into that real world, off of this last tip, we can go off that real world life example. You know, it helps just put you in a better mood, because your body is regulated. Now everything is doing what it's supposed to do, so if your body feels good, then in turn you will feel good emotionally. For the most part, you know, obviously there's exceptions to every rule, but you know, if you're trying to look for a quick and easy way to look good and feel good, your best bet is just to drink more water. It's not going to help you instantaneously, but nothing really helps instantaneously anyways, at least nothing that you really want to be consuming on a consistent basis. So in terms of, in respect to our real world life example, stick to the basics. They've been around for a long time, and they've worked for a long time for a lot of people. So, you know, obviously there are times when you can kind of play around and get a little fancy, but, you know, at the end of the day, doing the right thing is always the right thing. As I can't remember who said that, but it's true. Maybe nobody said it, but it's true. At the end of the day, we all know that doing the right thing is always the right thing, and everything else is just going to take you the long route and get you eventually to where the right thing would have got you to in the first place. So that's what I got for you. Let's go ahead and pick this up in the conclusion. I really appreciate you listening. So let's listen to a little bit more in a couple seconds. I'll catch up to you in a few. Hey, well, you know, that's a pretty concise podcast. We just kind of, boom. I wrote down some stuff today. I was a little organized. I wrote down some stuff, some ideas. And we kind of flowed right through that little list that I made. And yeah, I really appreciate you listening. We got it in pretty concise. I don't have anything to add. Just the only thing I would say is, like, hey, if you don't leave a rating on iTunes or wherever you're playing this, please share this podcast with your friends, your family, and maybe even your foes. Specifically, as I say in every episode, Bob down the street. Yeah, you may not know Bob, but everybody knows a particular person that's like Bob. Bob may be a friend, an estranged friend, or it might be a family member, or Bob, yeah, might be that guy down the street that just is always really creepy and walks his dog at like 1 o'clock in the morning. I don't know what's going on with Bob. Why is he walking his dog at 1 o'clock in the morning? Like, you can walk your dog in the daytime. I think your dog needs some more vitamin D. I don't know. But anyways, share this podcast with your friends and your family and Bob down the street, because you never know. It might help one of them grow, and it might help them change their lives so they become billionaires. And you know what they're going to do if they become billionaires off of listening to this podcast that you referred them to? They're going to take you along with them, because they're going to be like, yo, you could be my consultant, because you could put me on to other stuff that can make me multiple billions of dollars, even trillions of dollars. So who knows, your mom, your dad, your friends, or even Bob, your foe down the street, could become a billionaire and take you along with them just because you referred them to this podcast episode. You never know. So anyways, on that note, I really appreciate you listening. I hope you have a phenomenal day, whatever you're doing. I hope you're doing it successfully. And as always, keep good company.